From Riverview Farm and Garden, it's the Brett Chapel Show, along with head coach Brett Chapel. This is Chad Upton. Last night, Pisgah taking on Oak Grove High School in the second round of the state tournament. First time that I think we played Oak Grove. You go back to 2017 was the first time that they opened the doors there. It was a, as I mentioned last night, I think the product of overcrowding at Ledford High School and North Davidson High School. Brand new facility, essentially, going out there last night against a program that we've seen in the top 10, top 15 for a few years now. Coming into the game last night, maybe a bit of an underdog, but I thought we played very, very well. Had that, you know, lead at halftime. I know that, Coach, you've got to be proud of what you saw out of your kids. The last 3 weeks really has been, you know, a lot of fun to watch them really get it and pick up. You know, kind of back to the place that we certainly want to be. Obviously, it's disappointing when you lose, especially in the playoffs, because it means that the season's over. But I know you got to be proud of what you saw last night, and certainly, you know, giving your kids a chance to be successful and have an opportunity to win in the end is what you and I have always talked about. We certainly had that last night.
Yeah, you know, that's a big thing for us, has been having a chance to win. We knew it was going to be a four-quarter game. You know, we hoped that we could be close going into that fourth quarter, maybe late into the game, and have a chance. You know, and our kids did a good job of giving us that opportunity. We, you know, we threw a lot at them last night, just like what we have the last few weeks, just trying to find an advantage here or there. You know, they had some better matchups than we had in some places, yeah. And you know, we had to really work for what we got. But thought our kids did a good job of playing hard. It was a really good week of practice. I mean, a solid week of practice. Got some good looks all week. And we were able to go out and execute some of that last night. You know, to put us in that situation, like you mentioned, to be up at halftime and have a chance late in the game to give our kids a chance to win a ball game.
And when you go and look at it, and just going back through some of our stats, I think we outgained them last night in terms of total yards. In terms of individuals, I think the quarterback was, for them, their best runner, but it was just over 100 yards is what I think we had as far as, you know, the rushing game for them. They were not really successful throwing the football, particularly in the first half, but they were not really successful, you know, throwing the football for a tremendous amount. And, again, time of possession is something else that we won last night. So when you look at individual elements in the larger stat sheet, there's plenty of wins in that too.
There is. You know, we had, I think I got 305 yards of offense to their 285. We had 17 first downs. They had 20. You know, the passing yards, there was a little bit of a discrepancy. We had 146 yards passing, and they had 58. But they had 227 rushing, and we had 159. But we were very balanced, 159 for rush and 146 pass.
Yeah.
You know, that's a pretty good mixture as you go through it. You know, they had the quarterback. It was a 100-yard rusher, and then I think the tailback was a little bit over 100 yards. The biggest thing in the first half was field position.
Yeah.
You know, I felt like they had a lot of breaks there in the first half. You know, they kept the ball on close to the 40, 45, and on the starts of their drives. So they worked on a much shorter field. Defense did a good job of bowing their necks a couple of times and keeping them out. You know, had a missed field goal that was in there as well, and had a really good stop after we had turned the ball over. Had a fumble there for us, and defense had a really good stop and got the ball back. And, man, we had a long drive. Found a couple of things in there. Started running the ball really good in between the tackle. Man, they were big up front.
Yeah.
Two really big defensive ends, 6'4", 6'2", and then the big defensive tackle that was about 6'2", about 285. But we found a little bit of success there going into halftime. Yeah. And like I said, just had a really strong drive, finished it off with a touchdown. You know, we had the one trick play there with the tailback pass to Caden from Braden that was good. You know, we missed on a couple of other things. Missed on a fake punt. We had it. You know, ended up throwing it a little bit behind him, and Hudson couldn't get turned back around. But, you know, it was kind of like the North Henderson games. We were going to throw everything we had at them, you know, to give our kids give us a chance. And, again, thought our kids gave great effort in the game, but, you know, ended up coming up short.
When we go back to that, the thing that I'll remember, I think, about last night in terms of what we did, that second quarter, I don't know how we talked about this I guess it was against North Henderson, where we had a quarter there where we had the possession the entire time, and North had one play that quarter. The second quarter for us last night was almost dead similar to what we saw a couple weeks ago against North, where you just controlled the entirety of the offensive clock for the whole second period, and left them with a little bit of time on the back end of that second quarter, and then got another stop essentially going into the locker room. I thought both of those elements were huge for us.
Yeah, and the possession, we only had one possession there in the in the second quarter, but it ended up being 16 plays. We had a 16-play drive that really ate up a lot of the clock, and we had talked about that, trying to move the chains and keep the ball away from them. Thought we did a really good job with that in that second quarter, and then it kind of flipped on us. In that third quarter, they kind of took gain of the possessions and time of possession and how many times they had the ball. And that's where we started seeing it turn a little bit. Fourth quarter and the first quarter was almost a little bit even. But I thought we won the second, and I thought they won the third, as you kind of looked at it on paper.
When you go back to thinking about what you wanted to do, we talked a little bit in our pregame. Last night, Ronnie had a chance to spend some time looking at them a little bit, and he felt like that there were some places where we might have some matchup advantages, and that was in particular running in between the tackles. Did you feel like that's what you saw? I think we certainly did in that first half, but did you feel like you saw what you thought you would see as far as that element goes?
We went off tackle early in the game trying to go right at these defensive ends. Sometimes when you have one like that, especially the 6'4 guy, sometimes it's better to go at them than go away from them, because they'll chase you down from the backside. So we wanted to try to go at him. Had a little bit of success doing it. And then, again, we found some when we were running a little bit tighter in between the tackles. Then they changed the front a little bit. That was one of the adjustments that they made, and they started putting those ends down a gap tighter.
Right.
And really made it hard sledding, up in the middle. Had some success out wide on some passes, some short stuff, getting out of Aaron's hands quick. We had a fourth down play. It was fourth and two, I think it was, or fourth and four maybe. Had the right play called, had a nice little out route called to Caden's side, short side of the field. He was there. I mean, it was open, and doggone one of them big ends got that hand up and knocked that ball down and kept that, killed that drive for us. But, again, we had some opportunities in there, and that's all you could ask for with your kids.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Thank you for calling Insurance. Your estimated wait time is 45 minutes.
Are you tired of being just another number for these big insurance companies? Then reach out to Canton Insurance, a locally owned insurance company that will give you peace of mind for all your insurance needs. Why have strangers handle what's most important to you when you can have people from your own community looking out for you? At Canton Insurance, your family. Stop in at 97 Pisgah Drive in Canton or call 648-6550. Traditions abound in Haywood County. One local tradition that started in 1965 is your hometown Pisgah Barbershop, offering men's and boys' haircuts and straight razor shaves. Barber Ken Warren will keep you looking your best. Walk-ins and appointments are available. Pisgah Barbershop, 761 Champion Drive in Canton, a local tradition for 57 years. You won't be disappointed. You'll look good.
Looking for top-notch roofing and restoration services? Look no further than Pisgah Roofing and Restoration. They're your local experts in quality craftsmanship and competitive pricing. From re-roofs to roof repairs, siding, windows, solar energy, and guttering systems, we do it all with a passion for perfection. Serving Western North Carolina, Pisgah Roofing and Restoration is your trusted local partner. Contact us at 424-7112 for your roofing and restoration needs. Building strong roofs, building stronger communities. Pisgah Roofing and Restoration.
Coach, I'd like to go back to this. You and I were just talking about this a moment ago off air. There in the fourth quarter, we elected to kick the field goal to put points on the board to cut it to a one-score game. Thought that made a lot of sense, especially considering it's fourth and five, fourth and four right there. With the weapon that you've got in eight, being able to put points on the board right there was really important. But you just said something that hadn't yet occurred to me. I suppose it should have. But maybe you think about things a little bit differently when you're on the road than you do at home. But you got the field goal, and again, you gave your kids a chance to win with the football, at least a tie, you know, with the football there in the fourth. But you do maybe think about things a little bit differently on the road versus at home.
You do. You know, after we, you know, and I knew going down there we had to get points, and we didn't want to waste a whole lot of time.
You know,
with the fourth and five, just felt like, let's go ahead and get the 3 points. You know, Walker's been solid for us. Let's get him out there, get the 3 points, and we'll look at maybe an onside kick or something like that. It's 3 minutes, I think,
right,
something to go in the game. So we got the 3 points, and we had a nice little bloop kick, we call it, pooch kick. We had a nice little kick set up.
Because they had everybody up.
Right. We had it set up for their initial kickoff return. And when they moved everybody up into their hands team, it messed us up. And because we had it called coming out of the huddle, we were going to run it. We had been working on it this week. And when they moved everybody up, they took the holes that we were looking at. They only had one back deep. You know, so we elected to kick it deep. We felt like if we can pin them, 3 minutes to go, we had 2 timeouts.
Sure.
We'll get the ball back, you know, hopefully maybe midfield or a little bit on our side and give ourselves a chance maybe with a minute to go, you know, depending on if we can get the stop. And so we elected to do that, went ahead and kicked it deep and kind of got them pinned down there.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had the 3rd and 9 and had him hemmed up in the backfield and had 2 of our guys kind of run into each other and bounced off. And then we had 1 more chance at him in the open field, and we just overran him. And, you know, he was able to get to first. But, you know, again, I was really proud of our kids having a chance, you know, coming all the way down to the very end. And, you know, obviously we'd have had to got the, you know, offense going. We'd had to got down there to get a touchdown. But, you know, I felt like we did everything we could to help our kids get to that point and, you know, put them in that position to be successful. And I thought they played hard. Like I said earlier, I thought it was a good game. They were, you know, they were a little bit better team than we were. We knew that coming into it. We'd have to have some breaks and, you know, play really good in some spots. And I thought we did enough, you know, to be right there with them and give us a chance at the end.
What did you do this week to prepare for what looked to me like was essentially a read option, you know, from the quarterback and what they did offensively? And again, when you're talking about a read option, the quarterback is I think judging on the defensive ends what they're doing. If they're crashing down, then maybe you get it out to the outside. If they're staying outside, then, you know, you keep it yourself and run the middle. How do you prepare against something like that? Because the play develops as it goes. It's not something that necessarily you're going to be able to pre-read before the snap.
You know, one of the things that the Coach Rogers and the defensive staff did, and, you know, because we were not having to practice with JV, so our offensive staff was helping run plays, you know, for them on the scout team. And then, you know, on the flip side, when offense was going, the defensive coaches ran the scout teams for us. But the one thing that Coach Rogers did, and we do this quite a bit when we have option teams, triple option teams, veer stuff, we'll practice the first couple of days without a ball. So we won't even put a ball in play. That way you're watching each kid, making sure they take their responsibility. Now, they're not really looking for who has the ball because there's not one, right? They're just playing exactly, you know, what they're supposed to, being disciplined. And we did that for the first couple of days, and then, you know, we slowly started introducing the ball back into it, you know, as far as our, you know, looks that we were giving them. And, you know, it is hard to simulate the speed. You know, obviously you got to, and I'll have to be honest with you, the back was a little bit smaller.
He was.
Than I thought. He wasn't
he was
as
small.
Big as the one from North Henderson. A little quicker than Fauntleroy was. But the one that was impressive was the quarterback. I thought he had some nice moves in the hole once he got in there, nice shifty moves. And
he wasn't a big kid.
No, he wasn't really big either, but very shifty and got through the hole really quick. And, you know, they were able to shed some tacklers here and there as they went. And, again, just a good back-and-forth game. And, you know, would like to have had a few plays back maybe here or there. But, you know, at the end of it, I mean, had our chance, you know.
Did we spy him at all, or did we just stay with responsibility?
No, we just went responsibility-wise. Obviously, you got your 2 safeties sitting back in there, too.
Right.
That, you know, if he gets to that level, you know, to try to get him down. But, no, I mean, we had – it was kind of like, you know, everybody had their responsibility. You know, one had to dive – One had to quarterback, one had to pitch. Now, you got blockers coming at you, from different directions, no matter what you got, you know, who's got what. So that's kind of the cat and mouse game. You know, for them, they're trying to figure out, well, who has a quarterback? Let's make sure we block him this way. Or, you know, who has the pitch or who has a dive? You know, so kind of a cat and mouse game. I know we've played a little bit of that with like South Point back through the years. Yeah. And theirs is a little different because it's out of the shotgun.
Right.
Which you would think, you know, maybe a little bit easier because it's off the line of scrimmage. But sometimes it's a little bit harder because they're coming at you quicker, you know, than maybe what they would be if they were under center going.
Plus, he's not having to make a move. So, in other words, quarterback's already in the shotgun. He's not having to drop back to make that decision either. Maybe that's part of why they do what they do with that. Real quick before we go to the next break, defensively, I thought we were very, very good as well, particularly in the secondary, and limited them. And I think we've been excellent all year, really, in that defensive backfield.
You know, and we can talk about some stats, you know, here a little bit later. You know, for the year, I always go back at the end of the year and kind of look at where we're at and, you know, how we were rushing and how we were passing, and then kind of look at it on the defensive side as well. And, you know, for the year, our defense was averaging giving up just 73 yards a game in passing, which is really good. I mean, under 100 yards, that's a really good number.
Especially now that everybody throws the football.
Sure. You're, I mean, 73, and we actually averaged 160. Mm. You know, so that kind of gives you a little bit of a comparison of where we're at. You know, us throwing for 160 a game and only giving up 73. So, you know, that's a pretty good difference, you know, that you're looking at there.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
And Cabinetry Center, located at 1207 Piscataway Drive in Canton, offers a complete line of flooring products, including pre-finished and unfinished hardwoods, both solid and engineered, along with 100% waterproof rigid core vinyl plank, sheet vinyl, carpet, as well as a full line of kitchen cabinet and bathroom vanity products. Looking to make improvements? Stop by today and let Jeff show you their great selection of flooring and cabinetry products at Hometown Hardware's Flooring and Cabinetry Center.
Are you looking for a new home? Board of Trade helps their customers to feel comfortable when purchasing a home, whether it is new or used, walking you step by step through the entire process from start to finish. On a budget, Board of Trade beats all competitors' prices and offers friendly service to their customers. Board of Trade, located at 2772 Asheville Highway, Canton. If you're looking to sell your mobile home, call Amy at 648-5371. Board of Trade proudly backs the Bears.
Fall is the time to get your home ready for Old Man Winter. Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Coach, we were just talking about just a moment ago, and we've done this in the broadcast booth all year, talk about how absolutely balanced we were, which, you know, if you're a defense, regardless of how much talent you have personnel-wise, you know, on the other side defensively, to be able to prepare for us has to be a nightmare because there are so many weapons that we have and we can take advantage of. And I can think of, you know, going back through every single week, some of the big games that we've seen by individuals, but it's not just one or two individuals. I think most of the time in high school football, you pick up on one or two kids that, you know is going to, you know, carry a lot of weight. But we had six, seven, eight guys, you know, in the skill positions offensively that did some real heavy damage, you know, throughout the course of the year. One of the big reasons why I think we had some of the success that we did offensively, both in terms of scoring points and yardage, but also time of possession, keeping the ball away from the opposing offense too.
You know, and you mentioned the balance. That was one thing that we really strived in the offseason, trying to make sure we did a little bit better job of coming off of last year. You know, you're always looking for ways that you can improve. You know, this year, I mentioned that we were passing for 160 yards a game. That was on average 1,928 yards, right at 2,000 yards for the season. But we were 167 rushing. you know, you were 167 and 160. I mean, that's about as even in balance as you can get. 327 total is what we were averaging per game. You know, we mentioned the defense just giving up 73 passing. They given up 189 rushing, so they were just giving up 262. So they were staying under that 300 mark, you know, and we were over. You know, I felt like we made a lot of good gains, yeah. You know, especially offensively. You mentioned the different kids last night. We had three strong rushers, you know, obviously in Braden and Aaron and Landon. Landon had a good strong game last night, really pushed the pile for us, you know, a couple of times. He
absolutely
got the ball in there. And then,
7 or 8 or 9 yeah, yards on one carry.
Absolutely. And
after
got it,
contact.
And then got in there and pushed Braden a couple of times, yeah, on some of his runs. And then you turn around on the pass, and we had 4 different receivers.
Yeah.
You know, so we had 7 different kids touch the ball last night. You know, and again, we always kind of go back and we compare. And you know, last year, we just averaged 23 points per game. And we gave up 24, which was a negative 1, which is never good. Never good when you're in a negative. But we flipped it. I mean, we went from averaging 23 points a game to 30 points a game. Mm-hmm. You know, and then on the defensive side, we went from giving up 24 to 15. So, you know, we were plus 15 this year, you know, compared to that negative 1 last year. So
against the same opponents.
Yeah, a lot of gain. A lot of gain. Kids did a really good job. I thought our coaches did a good job, you know, starting our kids off right in the spring in our spring practices. You know, we were very active this summer with the 7-on-7s, brought the lineman challenge back here, yeah, now that we had the stadium. And yeah, just felt like we did a really good job preparing our kids kind of for what we were hopeful to do. Had some really strong scrimmages,
yeah,
you know, with T.C. Robertson and Robbinsville, and then came out of the gates with a really tough Brevard team. And, you know, that Brevard game and that Hampton game were two kind of, yeah, unknowns that ended up being really big games for us when you go back and look at it. Both those teams still in the playoffs,
yep,
and,
yep,
you know, having a good season for those people. But just felt like we went in the right direction.
Yep.
You know, you kind of always go back, and sometimes you second guess a little bit, but you know, overall, I felt like we went in the right direction with a lot of these pieces and gave our kids a chance to be successful.
I think things went well, I think, yesterday, too. How do you feel about, you know, having the day off from school yesterday? Was that helpful to us, do you think? Because I don't remember Veterans Day falling on Friday in my memory, where you have that situation. But it seemed like to me, from outside looking in, that part of things went well too.
It did. You know, we traveled well. We got loaded on the bus on time, got took off. You know, the cheerleaders traveled with us yesterday, which I always enjoy that when we're all together and look that part. Had everything set up with the charter buses, and then got everything set up with the Cracker Barrel down in Statesville. They had everything ready for us when we got there.
Yeah.
You know, we rolled 95 kids.
Yeah.
We rolled everybody in and out in 45 minutes. That's getting it pretty good. So, you know, really glad to have been able to work with them. That's the second year. You know, we worked with them last year when we went to Dudley. And I just thought they did a good job, so got it set up again, and you know, traveled really well. We pulled in a little bit after 5:30. We might have been 5-10 minutes a little bit later than I wanted to be, but Holly and her workers got together real quick and got everybody taped up.
Yeah.
And, you know, really good setting. Had the field house and you know, the,
yeah,
dressing rooms right at the end of the field down there, where next to the scoreboard, and you know, very hospitable. Got us in and got us out fairly quick. And other than just being on grass, it's crazy to say that was the first time the whole season,
yeah,
that our team was on grass.
Yeah.
It's hard to believe.
Yeah.
And even their coach, Coach Creason, asked me, he said, "Coach, I saw somewhere where they said this was the first grass game." And I said, "It was." I said, "Coach, and we just had one JV grass game."
Right.
And that was at Franklin.
Right.
And they were on turf the whole season.
Most of the schools in Central and Eastern part of the state are not on artificial surfaces,
right, they're
are
not,
they?
They're not.
Yeah. And by the way, the Cracker Barrel people were very complimentary of you and the kids and the boys, you know, about how well that went yesterday. And that doesn't surprise me. We always, you know, handle things so well. And that's something I certainly appreciate about the way you do business, and making sure that it's important that, you know, when you're representing your community and you're out in the open, everybody sees who you are. It's written across your chest.
Yeah, it is. And like I said, you're representing who you are and where you're from. And, you know, it's always a point of emphasis for us, especially, you know, Coach Morgan Smith, cheerleading coach. She's like I am. She wants everybody to look the part and, you know, make sure to act the right way. And It was good. Like I said, I always like traveling like that. You know, when we're all together, just makes us like unified and together.
Back with more in a moment. It's Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Smathers and Smathers Attorneys at Law are proud to sponsor the Brett Chappell Show. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers and Smathers Attorneys at Law. Call 648-8240.
Are you ready to take your financial well-being to the peak of excellence? Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. Summit Personal Checking is a high-dividend checking account designed to elevate your financial goals to unprecedented heights. Prepare for a financial experience that combines exceptional benefits, competitive returns, and unparalleled convenience, all in one powerful account. Rates subject to change, restrictions apply. Visit mountaincu.org or stop by any of our local branches to learn more about this limited-time offer from your local credit union. At Mountain Credit Union, we're here for you because we're here with you.
Are you looking for a reliable, professional, and affordable electrician for your home or business? You can rely on Henson Electric. Henson Electric does it all, from residential to commercial to industrial. You can count on Cody Henson, a Pisgah graduate with 18 years' experience. Henson Electric will show up and get the job done right. Call 734-4598 for your next project. They offer emergency service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Henson Electric proudly backs the Bears.
Coach, we've got just a couple moments. I wanted to first go back, and we haven't done this yet, but to speak a little bit about special teams. Again, it was really good again last night.
Yeah, special teams. You know, Walker hit the 30-yard field goal. You know, we missed the extra point, but came right back with that 30-yard field goal, which was solid for us. Needed it at that moment. And I didn't hesitate. You know, that's the thing about him. You got confidence, you know, in him. And I did not hesitate to put him out there to get those points. And then he did a really good job flipping the field for us on a punt. Yeah. Man, boom, that 52 yards. Pinned them back deep down about the 8-yard line. You know, that was what we talked about at halftime, trying to flip the field, trying to get that, win that field position. I didn't think we won it there in the first half, and he gave us a chance, you know, putting it down there to 8-yard line. And he's just been solid for us all year. You know, obviously he and his brothers were all three good kickers for us. All of them were just really, really good kickers. Mason, we had to talk into playing a little bit. He didn't play till late in his career. But, you know, he holds the longest field goal for us. Yep. And, of course, you know, Tanner goes on and kicks at Mars Hill. And, you know, Mason's signed this week to go to UNC Charlotte for baseball. And I told him that those practices were probably a little bit easier for the kickers than they were for baseball players. He might want to
absolutely
talk to him about doing that. But I don't know what he'll do. But he did a really good job for us all year.
Coach, you go back two things. What will you remember about this group of seniors? The second question is, you know, what you look forward to as far as the kids we've got coming back.
You know, the thing that I'll remember about these seniors, they were the group that got back in the stadium after 2 years, and they didn't lose at home.
Mm.
I think that's something that they will talk about for a long, long time.
Mm.
You know, the first time you get back in a stadium, and that's JVs and varsity.
Yeah.
But you always think about that senior class going out because they were the leaders of your team. You did not lose a home game. That's huge.
Yeah.
You know, certainly I will remember that for the seniors. A really good group of leaders for us. We saw that throughout the season. You know, you mentioned, you know, what do you look forward to of the ones coming back? Got a really strong, solid junior class that'll be seniors and sophomore class that's coming up. And we had a few of those sophomores sprinkled in. We didn't have Matthew Mahaffey last night. We didn't mention that, but, you know, one of our best tacklers got in for just a couple of plays. The shoulder was just still too much for him to get in and play the whole game, and that hurt us. You know, you're talking about one of your best open field tacklers and not having him, and that showed last night, I thought. But, you know, really good, solid junior class and sophomore class that will be up on varsity. You got your freshmen that will be sophomores. Those kids were on a conference championship team. You know, they got a taste of it, and that's what you like for your young kids to, you know, be a part of. You know, we were 7-1 and won that conference championship again. Yeah. We finished 16-4. I was looking at it last night when I got back. Finished 16-4 as a program. Finished second place and first place. You know, first time getting back in a stadium, didn't lose. Got us in the second round of the playoffs. Pretty good year.
Very, very, and I'll say this again, two things. First, and I'll take my time to do this because it's important to me. Just very, very appreciative of everything that you've done around this program and continue to do around this program. I'm just, you know, I can't be more happy, and I will eternally be grateful. And so will Sarah Upton, and so will Ty Upton, that you had the chance to coach my son playing football. It's something that was important to me going into his opportunity to you know, graduate from Pisgah, and I'm very fortunate that he played for you, and I'm very proud of that, and I will always be very proud of that, as will the work that you've done here to help us, and you know, we'll look forward to more of that, but very, very appreciative of all of that, and I think I'm certainly speaking for all of our community and certainly our kids for the last couple of years getting us through the COVID situation, get us back where we belong. And again, this group of seniors is going to have a terrific set of memories and having to build up from there because, you know, where we started with all the things that we couldn't control was very difficult.
Well, it's a lot of adversity this group has seen. I was talking to some of our seniors last night. I mean, they've gone through COVID. They've gone through the flood. They've gone through the mill closure. Man, you talk about being battle tested with adversity. This group going out has seen an awful lot in a short lifetime.
Yeah, very much so. All right. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton again. Thanks to all of our listeners and all of our sponsors. And we'll go here into the winter and look forward to next season. So long, everybody.